The movie Letter from an Unknown Woman can be used to disprove the old cliché that it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. This classic film is now available on home video. Critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Pauline Kael once called Letter from an Unknown Woman probably the toniest women's picture ever made, and as usual, she was right. This 1948 film, directed by Max Ophuls, is the most elegant tearjerker imaginable. At the start of Letter from an Unknown Woman, we meet Louis Jourdan as the Vienna concert pianist Stefan Brand, a devilishly handsome hustler. He's trying to weasel out of a duel to which he's been challenged by a cuckolded husband. In the opening scene, Jourdan turns his back to his faithful servant so that his cape can be slid from his shoulders and mutters, "I don't mind so much being killed, but you know how hard it is for me to get up in the morning." Ironic, egotistical, and handsome, Jourdan becomes the object of Joan Fontaine's dreams. She plays Lisa, a young innocent who falls for Stefan Brand's smooth act without realizing it's an act. While Louis Jourdan must remain agelessly handsome throughout the movie, Joan Fontaine must progress from an addled adolescent to a mature beauty, and she really pulls it off. In this scene, Louis Jourdan and Joan Fontaine are saying goodbye to each other at a train station, just before Jourdan has to leave for a concert tour. Like most of the key scenes in this movie, Max Ophuls shoots their parting in a long, gorgeous tracking shot that summons up a luxurious lyricism.
"I don't want to go. Do you believe that?"
"I'll be here when you get back."
"Lamar!" "Yes?"
"Stefan, hurry, please."
"I still know so little about you."
"You like mystery."
"That a woman like you exists, and I found you. That's mystery enough. Say, Stefan, the way you said it last night."
"Stefan."
"It's as though you said it all your life."
"Better hurry, sir."
"Yes."
"Goodbye."
"Stefan." "Yes."
"Goodbye." "Won't be long. I'll be back in 2 weeks."
Of course, by the time Louis Jourdan finishes his tour, he's found new lovers and has forgotten this pretty young girl. The rest of the film follows the ruination of Lisa's life as she gives birth to the child Jourdan has left her with and succumbs to despair. She writes him a letter detailing what he's done to her. She's become the unknown woman of the movie's title. For all its romance novel melodrama, Letter from an Unknown Woman is probably the most vivid movie ever made about the ache and allure of a one-sided love affair. With its expressionistic lighting and understated acting, this is a movie that's pretty classy on every level. It was written by Howard Koch, who also wrote Casablanca, and produced by John Houseman. And if you're up for a good cry, you won't do any better than this.